When the factory gates shut tomorrow at Union Products of Leominster, Massachusetts, they will close a major chapter in the history of tacky American lawn ornaments. For almost 50 years, Union Products produced the plastic pink flamingos that say, "Welcome, inside this home, there just might be a velvet Elvis hanging on the wall." Well, joining us from his home in Fitchburg, Massachusetts, to mark this moment of cultural passage is Don Featherstone, who, how do we say it, undesigned, created, invented the original plastic pink flamingo?
I created it in plastic, and that was the very first plastic pink lawn flamingo. I sculpted it. I was at 9 years of art school and came out and decided to make a living rather than starve to death. And, of course, everybody said plastic was the thing to do in 57.
I've heard you say in the past that you would starve if you appealed only to people with good taste, and so you set your sights on people with bad taste.
Yes, there are much more of them.
Well, you have to explain this. Give us some historical context here. There were lawn ornaments, flamingos, before your invention of 1957.
Oh, yes. They started out with bronze, like the bronze deers you still see on some estates. And they went to cast iron, cast aluminum, even a concrete, and we always said plastic brought poor taste to the poor people, because now you could pick it up, swing it under your arm, take it home, and stick it out for less than $10 and have tropical elegance.
That the cast iron lawn flamingos were a thing of those with money and without taste.
Yes, they had to have a lot of money with that.
And it was a signed item, the pink
yes.
flamingo. Your signature.
They were designer flamingos.
Designer flamingos. They say Don Featherstone on them.
Yes. Just like Calvin Klein did his jeans. You know, designers.
I assume that at some point the market in pink flamingos shifted from those who thought they really were lovely lawn ornaments to those who thought they were kind of a joke.
Well, in the 50s, there was a lot of use of the flamingo. On shower curtains, party wear, everything else. And you can remember the 50s, you could buy a pink range or a pink refrigerator. Pink was a big deal. The beginning of the 70s, it was starting to turn down. There was neighborhoods that were banning pink lawn flamingos.
Yes.
They had one up in Chicago that banned them, and one of our customers said, "What can you do for us?" And we produced blue ones to skirt the law. And then they banned all lawn ornaments, and they got such a negative press from that they eventually dropped it and everybody could put out what they wanted. Then the birthday of the flamingo hit 30, and there was all sorts of things that surprised me. Birthday parties for the flamingo? Yep. And they'd invite me to go and give a speech or do something equally as ridiculous. And from that point, it built up again to where it became acceptable kitsch and almost fashionable.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't really stopped. But what's amazing me is, now that the company has stopped, all the people that are clamoring for this thing, where can I get them? The phone is ringing off the hook here. I don't have any flamingos. I was buying mine at Walmart after I retired.
Well, now that they're out of production, I should think the pink flamingos that are out there are about to increase in value, wouldn't you say, unless somebody comes in?
I would think so. Another thing that amazes me is, I've lived long enough to see my stuff now appear in antique shops. And a lot of the old hard plastic Santa Clauses and witches and holiday items are now listed in books as early 50s kitsch plastic. And now I've lived out the flamingo too, I guess. I don't know. They'll probably show up in antique shops.
Well, Don Featherstone, thank you very much for talking with us about your creation, the plastic pink lawn flamingo.
Well, don't call her down yet. I think she's still got some more life left in her.
Flamingo, like a flame in the sky, flying over the island to my lover nearby.